Hi, I'm Rob Nadelson, and the title of this column is Another Case of Government Failure. Lefty Lakewood Ignores Anti-Noise Laws. 10 minutes before midnight, on June 10, 2023, I was awakened by a blast of engine noise coming from the 6th Avenue freeway in Lakewood. It was deafening, even though we live at least half a mile from the freeway. This was not normal vehicle noise. It was created deliberately by those who have altered their motorcycles and trucks to create the loudest disturbance possible. This happens on many nights in Lakewood, particularly but not exclusively on the weekends. The 6th Avenue freeway is the site of the most common offenses, but the problem extends throughout the city. Some vehicle owners, especially motorcyclists, seem to love roaring as loud as possible through Lakewood's residential neighborhoods during the wee hours. This conduct is flagrantly illegal. Yet the offenders have been emboldened by the city's apparent refusal to enforce either state or local anti-noise laws. More on that subject in a minute. This situation is neither new nor unreported. In 2017, for example, Ramey Johnson, who was then my city councilwoman, and I repeatedly brought the problem to the attention of the police and the city authorities. I made multiple suggestions for handling it, including, at a minimum, informing drivers about the noise ordinances on the electronic signs already located above the freeway. The city authorities blew us off. Economists use the term market failure to refer to social problems the free market can't cure. But as I pointed out in an earlier column, government failure is at least as common. Government failure occurs when officials don't or can't address a problem effectively. This is usually due to a lack of knowledge or to an official focus on other political priorities, often bad priorities. In Lakewood, it's apparently because of bad political priorities. You see, our city is now in the grip of progressives. As I mentioned in my articles on Colorado's retail bag law, progressive priorities are not about solving real problems. Rather, they center on degrading well-run first-world locales, such as Lakewood used to be, into third-world hellholes. In Lakewood, the most visible indication of progressive priorities is the city's apparent desire to crowd as many people, preferably renters, into quarters as cramped and as close to the street as possible. But there are other indications as well. One is the propaganda machine progressives always set up with taxpayer money once they take control. Lakewood's official rag, or rather newspaper, Looking at Lakewood, and the city website are now littered with the idols in the lefty pantheon, or perhaps I should say pandemicon. If you enter a word like sustainability or diversity on the site, you get page after page of hits. But enter the word freedom and you get less than a single page. Another element in the first third world degradation project is enacting piles of pesky laws and regulations to torment responsible people while permitting or even subsidizing irresponsible behavior. Irresponsible behavior such as blasting an unmuffled engine at 2 a.m. The conduct of the cuddled Lakewood racers is, pardon the expression, screamingly illegal. Colorado Revised Statutes, Section 42.4.225, reads in part as follows, quote, mufflers, prevention of noise. Every motor vehicle shall at all times be equipped with an adequate muffler in constant operation and properly maintained to prevent any excessive or unusual noise. And no such muffler or exhaust system shall be equipped with a cutoff bypass or similar device. No person shall modify the exhaust system of a motor vehicle in a manner which will amplify or increase the noise emitted by the motor of such vehicle above that emitted by the muffler originally installed on the vehicle. In the written version of this column, I include citations to no fewer than 6 sections in the Lakewood Noise Control Ordinance that reinforces and gives additional specificity to that state law. And there are still more sections I didn't mention, but you get the picture. The Lakewood officials who zealously promote progressive delusions are failing to enforce the standards that make any city livable. Well, what finally happened that night of June 10th? After the freeway noise blew me awake, I tried to console myself with a thought that the racers might kill themselves or each other. I've been reading Mark Twain, and he writes like that. But then I realized that the racers might kill innocent people also. I really wanted to get some sleep, so I closed the window, which had been slightly ajar. That didn't work. Then I called the Lakewood police on 2 non-emergency numbers. On one number, I got no answer. On the other, I became entangled in a phone tree that referred me to an internet site. Knowing that lodging a complaint on an internet site wasn't going to result in any kind of quick action, I went to bed with some ordinary earplugs. But ordinary earplugs proved insufficient to screen out the noise, especially the screeching. Eventually, I found a pair that would dampen a freight train. This enabled me to return to sleep. But I ask you, should any of those steps have been necessary? I don't think so. Thanks for listening. I'm Rob Nadelson.